It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. They are sisters and UW-Madison alums helping homeowners rebuild after disaster strikes. They renovate homes struck by fires, floods, other unexpected catastrophes. Call in with your questions for the co-stars of the new HGTV series, Renovation 911. The number to call in is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Lindsay Brinkman-Uzelding co-owns the Minneapolis design and construction firm Practical Home. Lindsay, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having us.
And Kirsten Brinkman-Meehan is co-owner of the firm, and together they star in HGTV's Renovation 911, which premiered recently. Kirsten, welcome to you as well.
Oh, thank you so much. So fun to be here.
Well, Kirsten, let's give us a taste of your origin story. How did you and Lindsay get into this business?
Yeah, so our dad has been in the construction industry since long before we were born. So we were kind of born into it. And we've been going to construction sites with our dad for our entire lives. He was the first employee of Ungerman Construction. And he taught us, you know, everything he knew because we kind of followed him wherever he went. Back in the day when you had beepers and he would get a beep and off we'd go to a site and assess an emergency together. So,
Lindsay, did you have any trepidation at all going to work for a family business instead of, you know, following your own path?
After graduating from UW-Madison, I went into corporate America. I never thought that I would be involved in the family business, to be honest. High school, college, and even early in my career, I went and worked with Target Corporation out of college, went to, you know, the interviews at Granger Hall and got my first job at a Minneapolis-based company that was one of my dreams. So after about 12 years, my dad had an opening in the family business and said, would you ever consider coming over to small business? And I was like, let me think about that. And so many, you know, conversations and pros and cons list later, I took the leap of faith and came over to the family business.
Oh, what a story. And Kirsten, turning to the business now, what are some of the craziest mishaps or disasters you've seen happen to a home?
Yeah, so I've been working for my dad in some capacity through high school and college summers. And then I went full time with him right after graduating from Madison. So I have been involved in quite a few disasters, to say the least. I'm not sure if anyone tuned into our first episode, but there was a high-speed chase and a car went through the front of a house and landed in the living room of a home. That was just something you don't see every day. And another really fun one, not fun, but funny, I should say, is a gal had called my dad about 4:45 p.m. one night. And she had ran her car through the backside of her garage. And she was very nervous, having, you know, kind of a panic attack. And she's like, could you get here and fix this by 5 o'clock when my husband gets home? And my dad's like, I don't think I can do that. So it's kind of, fires, floods, basements with floating washers and dryers in the, you know, in the flood. It's hard to even put into words all that we've seen through the years.
And it's remarkable to me, Lindsay, that when you two arrive on site, it's looking pretty bad. And so as I was watching, I was really worried about you as you entered these structures and whether they were sound to even go into. Does that cross your mind about the stability after these floods and fires?
Yeah, it's always the first thing we do is make sure that the environment is safe. So that is, you know, a really good observation. It's definitely our team is the first one to get there. A lot of times before Kirsten and I get there, we have different, you know, credentials and licenses and certifications for this type of work. So, you know, if we're going into a major water damage, our team definitely goes through the entire structure to make sure that it is sound. Or we'll have, you know, a carpenter there to, we call it, shore up a wall, so that it is safe to go into some of these buildings, especially, you know, when it's been a vehicle damage or a fire damage. A lot of times the structure can get compromised. So that is definitely something that's always top of mind for us and our team, that we're not putting anybody in harm's way.
You also are the person who talks to the family first. And I'm just wondering if you could give us some insight into what those conversations are like in these really horrible moments, unexpected, you know, catastrophes.
Our clients really have situations happen to them that they're not expecting. And that's really the difference with our show. You know, a lot of times when you have a remodel, you plan and prepare, you save. And in our situation with construction, we have a unique, you know, niche of it's emergency. So when our clients call, they're in distress. So we almost play therapist to try to help calm them down and just reassure them that we're going to help them. I mean, that's what we do. We've been doing this for decades, and we know this business fairly well. And it's really, you know, they're putting us in their hands to get them through this event that they've had in their home. And our homes are pretty special places to us, right?
Mm, yes.
We invest a lot of money in them. You know, we care, you know, we try to take care of them the best we can. We take a lot of pride in where we live. So we want to show the same care and empathy to our clients to get through these situations and ultimately make the home, you know, one of the best homes that they could even imagine by the end of it.
And it sounds like you're helping put them in good hands. But Kirsten, especially when you're in like a crisis mode, it's really not a good state to be in to make decisions. And so how does that homeowner choose like a damage restoration company or choose a contractor in that really stress-filled time that things are happening all at once?
Absolutely. It's incredibly stressful. And the best recommendation that Lindsay and I can tell anyone out there is when you have a fire or a insurance claim that, you know, where your home is badly damaged, go with a restoration contractor who works in this industry. There are so many nuances related to our job sites that a typical remodeler just doesn't know. So, you know, there's so much odor related with a fire damage. And so if you don't know how to, you know, eliminate that odor, you're going to have homeowners moving back into a house that still smells like that fire. And they're going to have memories of that fire, even when they're back in their home. So I would recommend just really going with a contractor that you have great rapport with, you have a great conversation with. We love walking our clients through the process. Like, that's huge, because that first day they are anything but, you know, sure of the next step. Mm-hmm. So if we can take it step by step for them, walk them through how it's going to go, it usually does calm them down. 'Cause at first you can only see the destruction, but once we start to show them, like, we're going to get everything approved and written, and then we're going to, you know, clear it all out. And then we're going to start picking out all the beautiful items, and then we're going to start putting it back together. So you just really need a contractor that you feel comfortable with, because you're getting into a very long-term relationship with that contractor. 'Cause these projects take a very long time.
Lindsay, what comes up for you navigating those first steps that people need to take after a major accident at the home?
I mean, the most important thing we do right away is just reassure them that it's going to be okay and that we're going to get through this. Empathy is is really important. And so just reassuring them, I agree, you know, Kirsten and I, and ultimately our dad had that motto, is that the contractor that you pick during, you know, this event in your home is so important. You have to trust them. And so that's my biggest thing, is building trust. And if we don't have trust right away in the beginning, it's not going to be a good fit. And that's, we just have to be honest with the clients and us, because that's what's going to carry us through the rest of the project, is that trust. So that has been really kind of our principles, is building that trust in the beginning. If we have it, we continue to move forward. And then ultimately quality work, producing really good quality job sites is very important to us. And making sure that we're in the insurance world, the client gets like for like. So if you had granite countertops, you get and they're ruined, you get compensated for granite countertops, not high-end quartz. You know, it's just, it's like for like. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing that I try to tell our clients, is like, you're not going to get something completely different and all these upgrades. The upgrades are really up to the client if they want to pay for an upgrade. We are here to put the house back how it was. And if the clients want to take advantage of the opportunity to do some upgrades, then let's do it. You know, we're ready for the challenge. So for me, it's just really making sure that we're settling the claim and that we're understanding what, or if there's any upgrades our clients want to do above and beyond the insurance portion. And then really Kirsten gets them to the point where they've kind of accepted that, okay, this happened, we can do this. And then she takes it from there.
Lindsay Yezelding and Kirsten Meehan, they're sisters, emergency home restoration experts. Call in with your questions about property disasters. Bring a story about what happened to your home, how you rebuilt. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. They are UW-Madison grads. They are co-stars of the new HGTV series called Restoration 911. And we learn about house emergencies, what to do when disaster strikes. Still time to pose questions to the emergency home restoration experts, 800-642-1234. Lindsay Brinkman-Yezelding and Kirsten Brinkman-Meehan, stay with us. Kirsten, picking up on what Lindsay was saying on the like for like, and when a disaster strikes, you know, perhaps being able to do an upgrade on a particular aspect of the restoration work. How can homeowners make the most of that type of situation? Where should they do the additional work, the additional upgrades?
Yeah, you know, that varies for every customer, but I will say, in every job that we do, there becomes this silver lining for people. So, you know, a lot of people have always hated a wall that separates their kitchen from their dining room. So they have an option to put in some extra money into this, you know, repair, and they can take a wall out, you know, and open up a space. We do that quite often. A lot of times people are thinking about, you know, upgrading to a tile bathroom. Well, they have a giant water damage. The floor was ripped out. Now's the time to change from the vinyl, the sheet vinyl, to a beautiful, you know, marble tile. It's up to them if they want to put those funds in. Otherwise, we just put the vinyl sheet tile back in. But what's really cool these days is there's so many options for that like for like. So insurance dictates the, you know, allowances that you have. And so we can find really beautiful stuff within lots of different allowances. So it's, yeah, it's a great time for people to go to upgrade because your house is already torn apart. Your house, it's already in disarray. A lot of times you're already moved out, but a lot of times we can just put it back together even more beautiful using the same allowances without putting any funds, additional funds in.
And going along the theme of flooding in that first episode, you know, we see you work on that home that flooded because of just like a cracked rubber hose connected to a washing machine and holding it up there to the camera. Lindsay, what simple forms of maintenance can we do to prevent catastrophes like that from happening?
Yes. All of our clients, you know, after they've kind of accepted that this emergency happened, a lot of times the first question they ask is there anything I could have done to prevent this? And that is where Kirsten and I recently started a new business called Practical Home. Practical Home is all about prevention, tips, and design for your house. So with that hose, I mean, washers actually create a lot of damage. So not only the hose, check that. It should be replaced every 3 to 5 years. That connects the water from the washing machine to the, you know, to the supply. The other piece of the washer is there is a filter. And a lot of times that gets clogged and the washing machine overflows, hence another water damage. And so just those simple things, toilets, drains, there's so many things. If you have water pooling up in your shower and it's, you know, kind of building up to your ankles, use a hair snake. Try to get some of the, you know, that stuff out of your drain. We don't recommend Drano, but we do recommend getting the drain out or getting the clog out of the drain by actually getting the items out of it. So, you know, this just these little tips can really help prevent a lot of these disasters that we respond to every day.
Kirsten, when you've had some flood damage in your home, are there tips to deal with the water damage and trying to stop the mold and stop the mildew really fast?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you do have a water loss in your home, a lot of people instantly get worried that mold is going to start growing. So just be rest assured that mold doesn't start to grow until about 72 hours after it's been saturated. So as long as you are able to stop, you know, the water from leaking, and let's just say it's a basement with carpet and pad, we automatically recommend like pull your carpet back, pull your pad back, stop the water from coming in. And if mold doesn't have food, which is water, it can't grow. So, you know, we are a restoration contractor and we come in and we do all the tear out and the dry out. And that's just a very large part of our business, but it is very easy to dry out a structure long before mold ever starts to grow.
Kirsten Brinkman-Meehan with Lindsay Brinkman-Uzelding. They are co-stars of the new HGTV show Renovation 911. You can call in with questions about home repair after catastrophe strikes, 800-642-1234. Lindsay, how difficult can the insurance adjusters be to work with when trying to repair a home? You do a lot of that back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the beauty of our business. This is what we do. So this really, all we know, we've worked with insurance companies for over, you know, 47 years. And so, the important thing for us is, you know, just build rapport with that adjuster. We have, you know, relationships with different insurance companies, where, I mean, our goal is to ultimately try to get the claims settled in a fair and reasonable manner for our clients. we can give suggestions on how we think or what we think should be replaced or restored. But at the end of the day, it's really up to the adjuster. They approve or deny what we recommend. So we really try to make it a partnership, collaborate, and ultimately share the whys we think, you know, certain repairs need to take place in our clients' homes.
Let's go to Linda in Milwaukee. Linda, hi.
Hi. I will make this fast. I just wanted to tell the two sisters I watched their show, and I just had John's Appliance here to check the tubes in my washer because I was worried after hearing from them about what could happen. And the washer tubes are excellent and in great shape. So two sisters from Minneapolis, St. Paul, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, I love that, Linda. Thank you so much for calling in. And that must, Kirsten, make you feel so good to hear that.
Oh, Linda, I am smiling so big over here. That is exactly why we do what we do. And we've been so proud to have this show to, yeah, show homeowners, you know, these tips and tricks that they can do at their home. So I'm so glad that you called someone in. And I'm even more happy that all of your connections and washer lines are all good to go.
Oh, this was so much fun. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We're so happy to be able to support Wisconsin Public Radio.
Lindsay Brinkman-Uzelding and Kirsten Brinkman-Meehan, they're sisters. They're co-starring in the new HGTV series, Renovation 911. 8-episode season underway, focused on their emergency renovation business based in Minneapolis. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.